Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, with the government shutdown, what's the effect on retail? Joining us is Brian Wachter, Director of Legislative Policy for the Retail Association of Nevada. Plus on our Power Pundit panel today, John Sandy IV, Manita Rawat, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Wachter. He is Director of Legislative Policy for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Glad to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
We're taping this morning of Wednesday, the 9th of October. Yesterday, the governor put out a piece basically alerting the state to the problems that could come from the government shutdown. Your thoughts on how this could affect Nevadans?
You know, it certainly is something that we appreciate the governor looking into. I know it's helpful to have those conversations now as a preventive measure should the situation develop. You know, we're all very concerned about how our customers are going to be affected by this and what we can do to help. There are going to be some problems that the governor illustrated yesterday in women and children funding for formula and food for that, some TANF discussions, some unemployment discussions, and while we're not worried, I think it's very prudent of the governor, and we give him a lot of credit for starting those conversations early and having a backup plan.
And bottom line, and you're right to not try to scare people here, but you know the number is the end of the month. This has to be taken care of by then. And there just seems to be more and more pressure on the Congress. The Democrats are holding firm. The president is holding firm, even though potentially some really ugly things are actually already happening, and more could come down. It seems that the pressure appears to be more on the Republicans than on the Democrats at this point.
I think the important thing is to look at the effects that we're having and that kind of trickle-down issues that are being created. You know, the problems in Washington, they're, you know, hopefully going to figure them out, and they're there are no shortage of people who are signing a blame for that problem. But for us, it's really looking at what are the mechanics of this shut down or slow down, and what do we need to do to be prepared to be able to meet those challenges?
Because one of the things that people maybe don't understand, because there was so much about the national parks being shut down. Now Utah has trying to declare a federal state of emergency because their tourism industry is so based in the southern part of the state on those national parks. I believe it was somewhere in the order of $300 million a week or something like that. It was a very big number,
right?
That it's costing them. They don't anticipate in getting the money, but they're just trying to put the word out that this is happening. So in this state, when you have people who are furloughed, who are paid by federal dollars, those are the same people that come to the retailers
right.
and spend their money on food and beverages and clothing and everything else that could happen. So it really does have a dramatic effect in state. It's not just these big picture things like
National
Parks.
We released what our predictions were for Halloween spending this week, and taking a look at how we think Nevadans are going to spend on Halloween, we actually predicted about a 13% decrease in Halloween spending, this month. So last year we predicted about $113 million would be spent on Halloween. This year we're predicting $103 million. And so I think you take a look at things like that. You take a look at the latest retail employment numbers from the summer, where those were down a little bit. Consumer confidence took a big hit this week from last week. So I think all of those things are leading us to be very cautious of those long-term economic impacts that can be provided.
Okay, so are you basing this downward revised number for Halloween on what's happening with the federal government shutdown?
No, the survey that we use with a partnership through the National Retail Federation was taken before the shutdown began, so that doesn't play into it. I think you look at what the conference board has put out on consumer confidence, and you look at some of those indicators, and those are real-time numbers that I think are a result of the shutdown and what's happening in Congress. And so those are just things that we keep on our radar as we move into the holiday season to be able to say this is how many retail temporary jobs we think are going to be for the seasonal holiday. These are what we think our earnings are going to be, and Nevada relies very heavily on the tax dollars from Christmas and holiday sales.
Yeah, what percentage of the year is it?
It's about 25% of all
it's
retail
huge.
Sales, and we classify holiday sales as November and December. So it's a large chunk of our sales, and therefore it's a large portion of Nevada's general fund.
One of the things that I thought was very interesting during the long recession that we went through was that there were a lot of companies, and I think a lot of families, who were not necessarily suffering. They had their jobs, they had their business, but they were being very conservative and saying, you know what, we spent 100% last year, maybe we'll spend 85% this year, not because we have a problem, but just in case there's a problem. Are you seeing that continuing kind of effect now?
I think those are things that are seriously on people's minds. When you take a look at discretionary spending, back to school, we thought would be down, and those numbers, we haven't, the retail report hasn't been out yet, so we haven't been able to compare those numbers yet with Halloween. It's certainly, I think, people stepping back and saying, is this the new normal? Do we think things are going to get worse? And using that to judge whether or not they want to participate in some of these holiday activities. We found when we asked last year, 75% of folks thought that they would celebrate Halloween. That's down to 65% this year for folks who said, we're not even just cutting down, we're just not going to celebrate. So I think those are all things that we use as an economic indicator on how holiday sales are going to go.
And you wouldn't normally think of Halloween, for the average person, as a big generator fund, but it is. It's not just candy, it's costumes, it's parties, it's alcoholic beverages.
Well, we take a look, our survey saw that people on average spend about $75 per person, $25 on costumes, $20 on candy, $20 on decorations, and so it really is a very wide spread. And for us, it's important to look at the discretionary spending patterns. Are people willing to spend money on something that's probably not necessary, is a little bit of a luxury, and something that we can use to judge then how they are going to act come November, December.
All right, let's take a break. More with Brian Wachter when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Wachter. He's Director of Legislative Policy for the Retail Association of Nevada. Now, you guys did your second of your biannual polls here just recently. And what was the most interesting thing that you found in that polling data that you weren't anticipating?
I think when we asked right direction, wrong direction, and we got just a little over half of people saying that Nevada was finally kind of heading in the right direction. There's still a large portion of Nevadans who feel things are getting off on the wrong track. You compare that with, you know, we asked, do you think the unemployment rate is going to stay the same, get worse, or get better? You know, a majority said they thought it would stay the same. 28%, really? 28% said it might even get worse. So those are the kind of numbers that we use the poll to be able to gauge economic opinion and how the general feeling in Nevada is.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
How was that weighted from, say, Southern Nevada versus Northern Nevada or the rurals?
You know, that data we haven't really combed through yet, but it is something that we're always interested to see how different parts of Nevada come together. But for us, just to see those overall state numbers of folks who said, look, things really aren't going to be improving, we don't anticipate that, and that plays into, you know, the decisions that they make as Nevadans and as consumers.
You know, it's interesting, as something that people don't really think about either is, you know, consumer confidence is not necessarily based on statistics.
Right.
Or reality, for that matter. You know, if you keep talking about how bad the housing economy is, for example, there was a story, I think, in the Review Journal yesterday talking about how the housing market has dropped off in the last month in Southern Nevada. But that's after months of going up and going up. And you look at the economy of Southern Nevada, and that has rebounded dramatically to the point where the bottom feeders who are buying up all these tracts of houses have left town. And now people are having to go in and actually try to get, you know, loans, but there's not that much available. There's no industrial space left in Nevada. We're waiting for speculators to come in and start building buildings because otherwise, you know, we won't be able to attract businesses that are standing in line, according to the Northern Nevada Development Authority, to come to Nevada, but the buildings aren't there. So you would think that all of that would play in, but it really doesn't.
Yeah, I think, you know, an average Nevadans who are our consumers and the people who are voting don't really see it that way. I'm not sure I'd classify it as a dramatic change. We still have very high retail vacancy rates that are companies and our members are looking at, you know, can I upgrade, can I not upgrade? We still have just as many, I think, businesses closing. I mean, it's not, we're not seeing recessionary closes, but we're still seeing folks that are downsizing or are cutting back hours. And so I think there's a just kind of a general feeling that, that maybe there's some optimism, but it's very cautious. I think people read the housing market is down this month, unemployment stayed the same or didn't get very much better, consumer confidence is down. It's very tangible whether or not someone walks into a store that week and buys something that's not necessary, maybe a little bit of a luxury item or a little bit of a treat. So that number for us is tangible. It's something that we kind of look at day to day.
One of the things I know was a big issue for the Retail Association and many others was the view of the margins tax. Mm-hmm. What was the response to that?
When we drilled down in the question and really wanted to get to know if presented with facts on the margins tax, that it applies to non-profitable businesses, that it doesn't guarantee any increase for education spending, we wanted to see how that affected Nevadans. You know, we chose not to look into just, you know, do you like it, do you not like it. There's so many nuances, and there's such a complex tax structure that comes from taxing Nevadans like this, that it's really, really proves that it's hard to do it by the ballot. And we're going to be showing folks how complex it is, how you can be losing money and still owe this tax, and what it's really going to mean for Nevadans.
Okay, so there's much more education that's needed.
Yes.
There was a teacher's poll that came out yesterday that said that the margins tax is extremely popular. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that?
Well, I haven't seen the polling yet. I heard last week that they had their
release on Facebook was jubilant.
Well, I think you look at how the questions are asked. I think at this point in time, you know, to ask do you support, do you not support, you're not taking into account the education campaign that's going to happen for the next 13 months. It's a very nuanced tax. It is a tax. It's a massive tax increase. It's going to require, you know, turning the Nevada Tax Department into a little mini IRS where they're going to start collecting income data and being able to apply rates like that. So I think there's a huge campaign. I think we're 13 months ahead before the next election, and I think there's still a lot that's going to be talked
about.
When
do you think the electorate will wake up?
Well, I think they've been aware. I think this was a huge issue during the 2013 legislative session. It certainly was brought up for a conversation there.
But that's inside baseball. What about the
I'm
general
not sure.
public?
I know it was covered. I know that, you know, it's weird to me if they did get overwhelming support on their poll. There has to be then some awareness of Nevadans. And I think, you know, the legislature said, look, this is a bad tax. Had never been done anywhere else. There's too many problems with it. They chose not to enact it and instead went on to champion ways that we can grow our state. They increased education spending by $500 million. They provided economic development funds for movie companies, for insurance companies, for a lot of different industries, hoping that we can grow that problem. And I think that's the solution.
And this is going to be the big event of 2014, probably bigger than the governor's race.
You know, it's certainly going to be well watched.
That's for sure. And hopefully right here on Nevada Newsmakers. Brian, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Now at Home Solutions at Ace. Save 20% on select Lane furniture. And check out the special Lane rocker recliner. Only $299. What's more, Home Solutions at Ace is the ultimate custom furniture dealer in Northern Nevada. With our custom Annabelle collection from Best Home Furnishing, you choose from over 700 fabrics, your arm, base, and wood design. So it's your design. With Oak Creek Custom, you choose your style, size, wood, your hardware, and your finish, making it truly yours. It's all here at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store that contains an entire furniture center.
There are two things you should know. First thing, shop Grocery Outlet first and save the most. Second thing, Grocery Outlet also has an amazing selection of wine.
And handcrafted beer.
Those are the two things I want you to know. You should also know about this great deal.
2 pounds of shredded cheese, just $4.99. Avia shoes, only $19.99.
Grocery Outlet, a bargain market.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. They were so good yesterday that we kept them over for another show. John Sandy IV is here, the attorney and lobbyist with Fenimore Craig Jones Vargas. Warren Hardy is principal with the Hardy Consulting Group. And Manita Rawat is intellectual property attorney at Duane Morris LLP. You know, one of the things that's come up, and raised its ugly head again is the North-South split. And, you know, I mean, I've understood this for years, that this was going to happen. It was only a question of time before Southern Nevada legislators, especially after term limits kicked in, got their act together to be a potent force. But the reality is that even though you have two-thirds of the state's population in Southern Nevada, you have a third of the state's population in Northern Nevada and the rural counties. How do you think that things should move along now?
Well, I think you need to look at the state cohesively, and it can't make the divide between Southern and Northern Nevada. And I think with the diversification of the economy that may be coming into play in the next few years, you may see more more generation of revenues coming from the north, especially with companies like IGT and other tech companies that may be coming up there. You have companies like Apple that just opened up a holding company. Microsoft has a holding company, and I think we'll probably see more in the future, especially with online gaming that's going to go into play.
You know, for many years, people in the Reno area, and you're from Reno, but you live in Las Vegas, you know, have been negative towards Southern Nevada, whereas people in Southern Nevada go, where's Reno? You know, does Northern Nevada have to sell themselves now, at least a minimum to the Southern Nevada delegation, but to Southern Nevada in general?
Yeah, I think so. I think we, I don't want to say we. I did grow up in Northern Nevada, but I think people from Reno do have to make a presence and do have to say, you know, we are a viable force within the state. We have a great university up there. And like I said, this could be the future in terms of how the economy may diversify in the future. I think Reno will be a big player, and I think we'll start seeing some more revenue generation coming from up north.
And it is a great example of diversification that Southern Nevada would like to see. I mean, I think it's going to be decades before you would see it really be as entrenched as it is in Northern Nevada.
Well, it was remarkable for me to watch what Reno did when gaming, was struggling a little bit, how they sort of turned on a dime and turned to other economic areas and did a phenomenal job. I think we can learn a lot of it. But to your point, I thought this session had the potential to have that North-South fight. Didn't really develop, and I think that's for a couple of reasons. I think most people genuinely do care about the state as a whole in terms of Nevada. And then most of the issues the legislature deals with does impact the state across the board. And then finally, you know, with term limits, folks need to be thinking about their next political move. And if it's going to be statewide office, you got to be really careful about alienating the rurals in the north.
You're another that has moved from Northern Nevada to Southern Nevada. When you talk to people, what are the responses that you hear?
Well, I actually maybe come from a little bit of a different perspective, because I think the North-South rivalry is a little bit overblown in most cases. And a piggyback off of Warren a little bit, 90% of the issues that we deal with in this, as a state, as a legislature, as just communities, are we're all together. We're all Nevadans. We're all trying to make the state stronger. There's probably 10%, you know, maybe give or take, where actually we're talking about funding for certain projects in the north versus funding for certain projects in the south, or education. But I think those are relatively small. And I think another area that you see it is when you start talking about leadership and the politics areas. I think because where you're from, you might have certain natural alliances with other politicians and to play that leadership. So obviously for the media and for us who are watching it, you are able to draw those lines about people. But I think as far as the state goes, and most of the time we're all out for to benefit our state as opposed to just a north or south or rurals. And
Okay, but I'm going to throw in here that when I hear people talking in Southern Nevada and they talk about roads, for example, mm-hmm. They don't want to see another piece of concrete laid in Northern Nevada until there has been substantial gain here in Southern Nevada.
I'm actually reliving this again because as somebody who comes from Washoe County and watched the indexing gas tax debate unfold in Washoe County for us to put money into our roads and to see that same debate carried down here in Clark County, you're right. I mean, I think state funding for roads is important, and because of the bridge to divide Reno and Carson City, obviously that was a huge price tag, but you're now talking about the Neon project or the connector from Phoenix. I mean, there's a number of projects that Southern Nevada is getting that are now being put in the works. I think that might be something that we overblow just because it's low-hanging fruit.
And I think John hit on the key point, that is the indexing. I don't think it was a political infighting. I don't think anybody was treated fairly and unfairly. The reality of it is, in Washoe County, they've had indexing for some time, which has allowed them to raise money to match federal funds to get construction projects. That's why we see more. So it doesn't necessarily translate in people's minds down here. They just see more projects going in. Well, now the Clark County Commission has approved the indexing of fuel taxes here. We're going to see a massive increase in projects down here. So it wasn't a political decision. It was the fact that they had indexing. We did not. Now we do, and I think you'll see it balance out. In fact, I think you'll see more projects come to Southern Nevada.
So, Manita, do you think it would be a good investment to go into the orange cone business right now for Southern Nevada?
Well, I'm going to let these two answer that question as an IP lawyer.
Yeah. I think I can answer it. Yes.
Yes.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We all know that the laws are changing and banks are starting to pursue deficiency judgments. The Tax Forgiveness Act and many other programs are ending this year. If you know anyone that needs any help, call me at Marshall Realty before it's too late.
I spent a lot of time with my father out in the field, so I really felt it was important to introduce both of my children to hunting and fishing and the outdoors at an early age, and hopefully they would pick that up as they got older themselves.
Hunting just really offers aspects to life with family that you couldn't really reach anywhere else. I'm proud of it because I feel like I have knowledge that I can share with those around me, and it just really makes you excited and want to share those experiences as far as hunting with other people too.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
I'm pleased with their work, and I like their employees, and also the price is right.
I would recommend Evergreen Carpet Cleaning because they're courteous, they're kind, they're professional, and they're very inexpensive.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
Wait is over.
It's here.
The Real RV Show and Sale at the Grand Sierra Resort.
Hundreds of units are here for immediate liquidation.
2013 model closeouts, bank returns, clean trade-ins, quality used units.
Choose from brands like Lance, Jayco, Tiffin, Itasca, Keystone, and more.
Financing is easy.
We have something for every budget. Save thousands with end-of-season discounts at the Real RV Show and Sale. October 4th through the 14th at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno.
Some of us have seen a huge loss in home values and our life savings. This qualifies as a true hardship. So call me today to find out which program is best for you. And remember, our services are always free to homeowners.
On our next broadcast, with a change in funding, how will Great Basin College survive? Mark Curtis, the president, will join us. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.